We are going to get hungry this hour and yearn for a trip to our favorite Wisconsin supper club. I'm Joy Curtin. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. We will talk with the author of Wisconsin Supper Club Cookbook, Iconic Fare and Nostalgia from Landmark Eateries. Mary Bergen is our guest this hour, and we will welcome your favorite Wisconsin supper clubs and the meal that you like to get there. What was the last meal that you had at a Wisconsin supper club? Did you go for the prime rib or the Friday fish? Did you make a trip to the salad bar? Did you get a relish tray? 1-800-642-1234, 1-800-642-1234, or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Curtin Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Curtin Show. Mary Bergen is a writer, journalist, and author of Wisconsin Supper Club Cookbook. As a journalist, she has had her main focus on Midwest travel, regional foods, German heritage, and environmental sustainability. She is a member of the Society of American Travel Writers and Midwest Travel Writers Association, and she is also a member of the Association of Food Journalists. She shares her advice, ideas, and articles on her website, roadstraveled.com. Good morning, Mary.
Good morning. Thanks for that nice introduction, Joy.
Well, thank you for joining us. And you are joining us not from a Wisconsin supper club this morning, but from a meeting of the Association of Food Journalists in Florida.
That's right. We're at the Poynter Institute, which for decades has been an excellent media think tank, especially during these more recent years as we try to navigate our way with the new journalism as it is. It's been a very helpful resource for a lot of us.
Yeah, and we did, though, meet just last week. Not meet, we've known each other, but I attended your book launch at Smokies Club in Madison, where I also enjoyed a grasshopper as I paged through your book. And boy, that was it's not just the food, it's the drink. We have some drinks that we associate with going to supper clubs, don't we?
Right, and the grasshopper that you had at Smokies, made by Martini Bob, who's been there for a long time and is much loved by the regulars who patronize that place. They were probably, I'm going to guess, maybe half the size of what is typically served there.
That would have been a lot.
Yes.
Yeah. Uh-huh. It was good. It was good. Well, maybe we'll talk a little bit more about the grasshopper or the old fashions or other drinks. But let's talk first, just start with the basics. For those who are not familiar for some reason with the supper club, what exactly is a supper club?
I think a supper club deals more with attitude and the sense of community than hours of operation or menu, even though certainly there is a litany of those things that go along with what is typical. But the thing I found out about our supper clubs as I delved into it seriously was that much as we tend to categorize everyone about the same way, there are huge variations. So a supper club, you know, I, in a perfect world, it would be open just for an evening meal. You'd have neon lights outside, be pretty dim inside, locally owned for many generations in a rural area, or maybe overlooking a lake. A place for couples more than family dining, big portions, enough that you will have another meal to take home from scratch recipes. You know, you can go on. That's the ideal, but with the passage of time, so much in this world does not stay the same, and it's the same with supper clubs, too.
Right. We now, and we think of are supper clubs uniquely Wisconsin, or are they found in other states as well?
Well, we certainly embrace the supper club concept unlike any other state that I know of. The interesting part about being in Florida right now with food journalists from all over the country and chatting about this is the perception that other out-of-staters have of what this term supper club means. Someone asked me if it's a cookbook that is for groups, that, like maybe a neighborhood or a group of friends that want to dine together.
Yeah, you think of a club, you think of membership or something. And in fact, I had relatives from another state come to Wisconsin. And they saw a supper club, and they said, "What is that? Do I have to join this to eat?" You know, they were totally befuddled as to what this meant.
You're absolutely right, and I've gotten that also. You know, is there a membership fee? And I live out of state. Can I still go in?
Yeah.
Where and how
that originated? Why we call it a supper club?
Good question. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
I'm not sure.
I suppose it is the fact that it's after after five supper. That's though. Mm-hmm. That's where it came from, right?
Right. Yeah. And then that the idea that someone marketed his business as such in the Beverly Hills area long ago. But there were Wisconsin ties there too.
Now you mentioned that it's more of an attitude and not so much the hours or the menu, but is there the food? I don't know. Does the food define a supper club to some extent?
It does. Mm-hmm. I mean, we have our Friday fish fry and prime rib on Saturday, and maybe a Sunday chicken dinner or roasted chicken tends to be real popular at supper clubs. But again, as time goes on, you know, you'll see some, and steaks, of course, you'll see some supper clubs who are sticking to menus like that, but as their customers tell them, you know, I don't want such a big portion. I want it to be lighter fare, or I wish you had more fish on the menu on other days of the week. Because the supper club operator listens to the customer quite seriously, you know, these changes are made. They add brunch, maybe they add lunch. And to say that they're not a supper club because they're responding to their customers in ways that are smart business practices, that would be wrong, you know, to discount them because of that.
The supper club is also known for, at least it's something that comes to mind when I think of supper club, the relish tray. You'd get on a Lazy Susan, you'd get, you know, a bunch of different stuff, the pickled herring, the liver pate, the, mm-hmm. you know, the whatever else, and the breadsticks.
The little nibbles, the little surprises that,
start
off the meal. Even though that's becoming more rare, too, you would agree, with the passage of time. You know, food laws are different now than they were long ago when this trend started. And as a supper club operator sees the waste that goes on with relish trays served at individual tables, it makes more sense to some people to turn it into a salad bar instead of the Lazy Susan's. Food can't be repurposed the way it used to be. I was a waitress back in the 70s. That's how I earned money to go to college at a summer resort. And we had like a bread drawer or a roll drawer. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you had a basket of rolls on the table. If they weren't eaten, you'd put them back in the roll drawer and then, you know, pick them out for the next table. I don't think that's done anymore. And so the relish tray, I'm thinking about the Chippewa Inn, kind of near Hayward. They have a wonderful little relish tray that is delivered to the table with house-made marinated olives, a liver pate, veggies. I think there's pickled herring in there, too. And it's become very special because it's not practical for some places.
I'm making a note of that because I'm on a mission to visit as many of the Wisconsin supper clubs as I can, just because it's fun and who doesn't like to eat? And I do travel around Wisconsin a lot, and I have been to many before supper clubs were again cool. It's kind of funny. It's sort of like they're so retro; they're back in vogue.
I think so. Well, you know, the idea for this cookbook came from the publisher in Connecticut because of the popularity of Mad Men, TV show, and also the, she had gotten copies of the two Supper Club cookbooks, or not cookbooks, Supper Club books that were written a couple years ago, Dave Hoekstra's Midwest Supper Club book, and then Ron Fayola's, Supper Club book, which I credit with kind of igniting this, you know, resurgence of interest.
Yeah, and you focus in on the recipes, the food. How did you choose the recipes in the book?
It was like putting together a potluck. First, you know, you come up with the invitation list and to find the supper clubs. I came up with a database of about 300 places, of which maybe about 50 were closed. Mm. But issuing a call for recipes, explaining what I wanted to do, the Wisconsin Restaurant Association has been extremely helpful with this project, issuing an email to its membership, to letting them know what the project was. Ed Lump writes a lovely foreword to the book. I'm grateful for that, too. And so then waiting, setting a deadline and waiting to see what would come in, like a potluck. You know, would we have all salads? You know, would we have too many desserts? But it was an interesting mix. I wanted geographical diversity. I wanted the most rural supper clubs around and also the urban. I wanted the best mix in all those ways as possible. And when I didn't find it, then I would contact businesses directly, just a few, to see if I could flush out some things.
We will flesh out some more of the fare that we will find in Wisconsin Supper Club Cookbook. We are talking with its author, Mary Bergen, this hour, and we're welcoming your questions. We're welcoming some of your favorite meals at your favorite supper clubs. When you go to a supper club, what do you get? What do you love the most to eat? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. You're listening to the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Joy Cardine. We are talking with Mary Bergen. She is the author of Wisconsin Supper Club Cookbook, Iconic Fare and Nostalgia from Landmark Eateries. We are talking about these landmark eateries all over the state of Wisconsin and some of their trademark dishes. Very classic dishes and some newer ones, too. And we are welcoming your input. We're welcoming your favorites at 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. Maybe we'll have a potluck of our own of sorts in terms of that before dinner beverage to the appetizer to main course to the desserts. What are some of your favorite supper club dishes? Julie in Tomahawk is with us. Hi, Julie.
Hello.
Hi.
Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah, what's your favorite meal?
Duck is my favorite. If there's duck on the menu, I usually order it. I, too, worked at supper clubs to get my way through college many years ago and have enjoyed meals at many supper clubs throughout northern Wisconsin. But Tomahawk, I think, is unique in the number of old standard supper clubs that we have here on the lake, the majority of them on a lake. And I'd like to mention a few of my favorites, if I can.
Sure, go ahead.
The Silver Birch, which is going to provide you with that relish tray you were talking about earlier.
Oh, good.
In addition to that, the quality of their food is certainly above almost anyone else in the area. And they'll have the traditional steak, prime rib, fish fry, et cetera. But also there's going to be some particularly unique star-worthy items on the menu. And they're always busy. And then there's the Bootleggers, which years ago was it's called Bootleggers, and it's got the dining room. It's decorated in the 1920s and got some really interesting paintings from the bootlegger era. And it's on beautiful Lake Nokomis, and you can go there by boat or drive there. And then down the road, they've got a windmill ice cream parlor that people stop at for ice cream after filling themselves at the Bootleggers. And then another old standard is on Main Street in Tomahawk called the Pine Tree. And anybody in the area would know that they have a French dressing there that's an old family recipe that they won't give away. And I normally would not eat French dressing on a salad, but I always order it there because of its unique flavor.
Oh, how great. Julie, I know you probably could go on and on, but we only have an hour. But this sounds really good, and I am getting hungry already. Lots of them right in Tomahawk, Mary. The Northwoods has its share, I take it, and did you get to visit any of the Tomahawk area supper clubs?
Not for this book, because I didn't get recipes from any of those places, but I for Julie, we have a duckling, roasted duckling recipe from the Hobnob, which is between Kenosha and Racine, very near the Lake Michigan shore.
Oh, yeah, and duck is that's sort of a traditional supper club fare?
Mm-hmm, yeah. It is.
What about the dressing? I love that idea. I mean, you don't have the French dressing recipe that Julie loves so much, but you do have, I know you have, was it a blue cheese dressing, I think, from Wisconsin Dells House of Embers?
Let's see. Yes, we do. And then we also have sweet and sour dressing from Major Lee's in Sheboygan. And let's see, one more. Trevor, Wisconsin, near the Illinois border, I think in Kenosha County, gave us their spinach salad recipe. So, yeah, we have salads.
Yum. Let's go to Dan in Drummond next. Hello, Dan.
Hello. Well, for me, the only reason that I like going there is because it's the closest place for me to walk.
What is the place, Dan?
But it's speaking of the Black Bear Inn.
All right, and I'm sorry, Dan, you got a cough going on there, so we'll let you take a drink of water there. The Black Bear Inn, he loves the fish fry. Do you have are there recipes for fish fries, Mary?
One of the challenges in general with the book was, a fair amount of the menu at some supper clubs is pretty straightforward.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to make this a book with as interesting of recipes, authentic, as I could. So we do have from Maiden Lake Supper Club a recipe for beer battered fish. So it's more about the batter. Then we have a fair number of other fish recipes, but cheddar crusted walleye, lobster and cod cakes, trout stuffed mushrooms, whitefish almondine. So it's not just about the fried fish, but other things too.
Oh, I was going to say, I guess I'm thinking of just having either the poor man's lobster or the fish fry. And I suppose you don't need a recipe to boil cod. Lobster and cod cakes. Wow, that's getting kind of fancy.
Yes, expensive to prepare, but boy, they were really good, really good. And that recipe comes from the former Avenue Bar in Madison, which is now the Avenue Club and Bubble Up Bar.
Is the Avenue Club still, does it still have some iconic fare?
Yeah, it does. I was just there for lunch. Before I went on this trip, I met a longtime friend for lunch. And yes, iconic fare, but
a little more modern now.
little more modern and inventive. A creative spin on some favorites, and as it was explained to me before the transition was made public, more carefully crafted entrees as opposed to, you want a steak? Here's the type of potato you can have with that. It's more of a finished dish presentation.
I'm Joy Cardine, talking with Mary Bergen. Mary is a writer, a journalist, author of many books, including her latest, The Wisconsin Supper Club Cookbook, Iconic Fare and Nostalgia from Landmark Eateries. And we are talking about some of that iconic fare and sharing our favorites and welcoming your questions at 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. Do you have a favorite Wisconsin Supper Club? And what is it that you love to eat when you go there? Is there some sort of special dish that that your mouth waters for? Let's go to Sandy and Loyal next. Hi, Sandy.
Good morning. Thanks for taking my call. I have two favorite supper clubs that my husband and I go to, and one of them is Circle Hill down by Black River Falls, and they have wonderful prime rib and steaks, and they do a fabulous job with fish and chicken as well. But I am definitely a red meat fan of their steaks. And the other is Fanny's on Highway 10 by Neillsville. And they have wonderful fish and chicken, and they do a fabulous job with steaks as well. But what I love is the relish tray and the little side of cheese spread.
Ooh, cheese spread.
Mm-hmm. That is the all-time fabulous supper club.
That's perfect. Mary, can we make our own cheese spread?
Yes, we can. We can use a beer and cheese spread recipe that the Kavanaugh's Esquire Club in Madison provided.
Yum.
And it dates back quite a long time. And I think it's always on the bar.
Cool. And as for is there a? It looks like we have some fans of steak and chicken here. We talk. Is there any steak or chicken recipes?
Yes, there are. At the Packing House, which is near Mitchell Field Airport in Milwaukee, we have a nice recipe for chicken cordon bleu. And the unusual thing about it is that it is almost presented like a Wellington style. It's wrapped in a nice puff pastry. And so that makes it different. It's a little labor-intensive, but very nice. And then in Greendale at Joey Girard's, we have Steak Diane, and that's the old-time preparation, the recipe that goes back to the 1950s. It was a big deal at that time because there was a brandy flambé at the table when this dish would be prepared in New York City, and it became quite trendy. Food theater, a little early food theater.
Yeah, what makes it a Steak Diane, Mary?
I was looking at that part of the history, and loosely associated with the Roman goddess of the hunt, Diana. And then as time went on, it became this dish of pan-seared filet mignon that's finished off with and sautéed mushrooms, but then finished off with a nice brandy cream flambé. And, the other thing, Joey Girard's hosts a supper club event coming up next week on September 23rd. It will feature that dish in a four-course meal that also includes a copy of the book.
Oh, wait. Tell us where this is again?
Joey Girard's. It's a Bartolotta Supper Club. in Greendale, so a Milwaukee suburb. It starts at 6 p.m. It's a four-course meal that includes steak, Diane, baked Alaska for dessert. We don't have a recipe for baked Alaska in the book, but that would have been a great one to include.
Oh, would that ever have been great? That was one of the first things I ever tried to make when I was in seventh grade home ec.
Oh.
And it was a disaster. It melted. Anyway. You know, that's great. You must have a wonderful time on your book tour, Mary. You get to go to all these. Are there events like this where you're eating food and talking about your book?
We're just getting started. You were at the first with Smokies, and that was such a nice event. You know, the good thing, too, because of the typical supper club attitude, you're walking into a friendly environment. You have restaurant operators who want you to feel at home. I'm not saying that a restaurant that isn't a supper club is a cold place, but I think that in a supper club, you immediately feel like you belong. And that was something else that a little Twitter exchange with someone who said, I'm not understanding why they call it a club. And I think it's because everybody feels like they belong, or hopefully, I imagine exceptions, whatever. But, yeah, you're right. The supper clubs are excited about this resurgence, and so we have several events scheduled so far.
Oh, and you know, that's a good explanation as to why you have a club. It's sort of neighbors and friends, and everybody knows your name, or even if you're a tourist, you feel as a member of the club, right, when you walk in. That is a
right.
Good.
And I remember Ed Lump from the Wisconsin Restaurant Association remarking to me a long time ago when I was working on a supper club story before this book was even an idea, but he had mentioned that in a way might have been the working class answer to the country club, a place to go at the end of the week. This is what a part of what you were working so hard for during the week, to be able to take a night, relax with your friends, hear music, maybe dance. Fewer supper clubs have that aspect anymore, but you know, just a leisurely end to the week.
Let's go next to Jim in Winnebago County. Hi, Jim.
Good morning, Joy. Good morning, Mary. You ask about how supper clubs started. They actually started during the 30s and 40s, and they were sort of places during Prohibition. My recollection, even though it wasn't in the 30s and 40s, it was in the 50s, was that supper clubs were a pretty dark and claustrophobic place, and they didn't have any windows. Maybe that was the idea, was to keep the prying eyes of the revenuers out at that particular time. So lots of changed, but nonetheless, you know, the fish fry and the prime rib was certainly the thing that was really high on my list. But what I want to let you know is that there's another event coming up about supper clubs. We're using the highly successful event that took place in Madison at the Wisconsin Science Festival. The Wisconsin Alumni Association Fox Valley is going to host a supper club event on November 5th at Robin's Supper Club in Oshkosh, where we will have five of the UW-Madison professors speaking during the meal, talking about the vegetable and relish tray, the potatoes. We're going to be serving Babcock ice cream and Wisconsin red beer. So I think it's going to be another wonderful event for people in East Central Wisconsin to attend.
Sounds really like a great one. There is a I'm trying to remember the science of supper clubs or supper clubs 101. Is that a part of that event, Jim?
Exactly. Yeah. We just actually selected a number of the professors that actually spoke at that Wisconsin Science Festival and asked them to come up to the Fox Valley to do, in essence, what they did there in Madison. Incidentally, Calumet County has just identified itself as the supper club capital of the Midwest.
That's right, it did. I saw that there, because there are more supper clubs per capita in Calumet County than anywhere in the world, or something like that. do you, Mary? Any? Did you visit any Calumet County supper clubs?
Right, I'm aware of that map and the promotion too. Eltona's is a supper club, longtime supper club in the New Holstein area. It is in the book. It like a lot of what Jim had alluded, there's, you know, a lot of these places start out as roadhouses, and maybe it's just a beer and a burger or just a Friday night fish fry. But anyway, they grow as their customers express interest and more. So anyway, what else in Calumet County? I'm not sure now if El Corso Supper Club. It's not Supper Club, but they're on all the Supper Club maps. And with respect to Calumet County, I know they declare themselves the Supper Club capital of the Midwest, but I also know from my research that some of the businesses, when called, will say, "We're not a supper club."
Really?
So I'll just throw that out there because that was my experience.
A little bit,
but
of
they
a
do have a lot. Yeah. They have a lot, and El Corso is on the list. It might actually be in Manitowoc County, but it is in the book, mm-hmm. even though the owner says, "You know, we're not a supper club." But I beg to disagree. They're open for supper. They develop a sense of community. They've established a whiskey society chapter that gets people together on a regular basis. And
a whiskey society?
Yeah, dealing with high-end whiskeys. And then what's the other thing? Oh, they're located in Collins, Wisconsin, which is, I don't remember the population. It's just a couple of hundred people, and this is pretty much the only reason to visit.
Well, we'll have to look into that Whiskey Society. Maybe there's another show in that.
I think they would love that.
Yeah, we are talking with Mary Bergen about the foods that we love at Wisconsin Supper Clubs. She is the author of the Wisconsin Supper Club Cookbook, Iconic Fare and Nostalgia from Landmark Eateries. And we're welcoming your questions. We're welcoming some of your favorite supper club fare. Do you have a favorite dish? Or how about a favorite beverage? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. We are enjoying a heaping portion of hearty supper club fare with Mary Bergen, who is author of Wisconsin Supper Club Cookbook, Iconic Fare and Nostalgia from Landmark Eateries. And we are welcoming your favorite supper clubs and supper club dishes at 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. Mary, we had a caller who couldn't wait, who wanted to brag about or wax poetic about the Dorf House in Roxbury favorite. And I know that you did visit there, and in fact you gave us one of the recipes that you collected from the Dorf House. I believe this is the liver pate.
That's right. And the reason why, and you know, there are almost 70 recipes in the book, but the reason why I thought that would be a good one for you to post is the fact that when I put out the call for recipes, I also was kind of braced to get duplications. And the liver pate, a liver pate recipe was offered by three businesses, which I thought was interesting. Out of anything in the book, I wouldn't have guessed that would have been the one people were most willing to share. This one from the Dorf House, it begins, you know, you're boiling and mashing chicken livers and going from there. It has a little kick of Tabasco in it. It's real good. Another place starts with a link of Braunschweiger, you know, liver sausage, which kind of cuts out a couple steps and goes from there. And then the third, it was offered a little later, so I said, No, but took a couple of other recipes. Again, it's this Chippewa Inn near Hayward. I really like that place, and we have their marinated olives, and I think we have a pumpkin cheesecake that's really good from there. But in any case, Dorfhaus has a strong German heritage. It's in the little town of Roxbury. The official address is Sauk City, but it's really the place to go in Roxbury, across from the Catholic Church, open for supper. It has a tremendous monthly German smorgasbord with a polka band. I think it's like on a Monday night. Really packs in a lot of people. I've been there for that. I was actually there last week for the fish fry. We waited 2 hours for a table. We were talking to strangers. We were having a great time.
Well, that's part of it. You can wait for a while.
Right. Not a quick meal, that's for sure. But people understand that. And we'll be at the Dorfhaus on October 1st for a Bavarian-style supper club celebration. Again, one price. In this case, the price is $40. It includes a nice German buffet with rouladen, which is, we have the recipe in the Supper Club cookbook, $1 off old fashions. And besides me signing copies of the book, Holly DeReuter from Chicago will be there with her movie Old Fashioned, the story of the Wisconsin Supper Club. It was a hit during the Wisconsin Film Festival earlier this year, so I'm really happy to be able to team up with her.
Oh, that sounds like a great event. And now, Mary, are your various book events and such listed on your Facebook page, or do you have a place where people can look for upcoming book signings and events?
Thanks for asking about that. Yes, it's a Facebook page. That's facebook.com/Supper Club Cookbook.
All right. Well, we'll make sure that we have a link to that as well on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. Let's take some more calls. Joe in Weston is with us. Hi, Joe.
Good morning. Good topic. Everybody likes to eat. My favorite, when I was living in Dubuque, Iowa, a mile, like 10 miles out of Dubuque in Hazel Green, is called the Red Top Supper Club. You know, and it's everybody's favorite down that way, and people go back to Iowa, they stop over there, and it's real German influence, you know, Wiener Schnitzel and all the. Then she was right about, you know, the feeling you get when you walk into a place. You know, it's a place you go with friends you haven't seen in a while, and we'll talk about that evening 5 years later. You know, remember that night at the Red Top, or, you know, and then closer up where I live now in Wausau, the Palm Supper Club is a nice supper club, and they've got the world's oldest round bar, the nation's oldest round bar, the first one in the nation. So, and that's a really good restaurant, you know, with the standard supper club fare, you know.
Oh, that sounds great. What's the name of the Wausau one, Joe?
The Palms Supper Club in Weston or Schofield.
Mm-hmm.
The Palms.
Mm-hmm.
And they, you know, again, it's the feel you get. They make you feel like Cheers almost when you walk in, you know, compared to these chain places, you know. But the Red Top, if you're ever down in southwest Wisconsin, I don't know if your guest Mary has ever heard of that one, but they have all these unique items they offer, you know. And
sounds like
again,
a lot of German stuff, though. Is there something German about supper clubs, Mary?
Well, you know, that's a part of our heritage, so it simply makes sense for some of the much-loved foods from our native lands to stay with us and be celebrated in this setting.
Yeah, I know that you're kind of an expert on German heritage and food, too. Are there any German recipes in the book?
Well, the rouladen.
Oh, yeah.
There is a German potato salad that comes from Gibbs on the Lake in Kewaunee. Let's see. Well, I think about things like pickled beets. I don't see.
No, it's all right. It's good.
Yeah, I think that's about all, but I might be missing something.
Are you familiar with the Red Top? I don't know if you have.
I'm not, but, you know, Joe, one thing I'm thinking of as you tell us your favorites is about how, as thorough as I tried to be with my research coming up with this database, I'm still amazed at how I'll hear about places that I've never I've never heard about before. And I think a part of that is because when a supper club is serving its clientele well locally, it might not have a website. It might not care too much about advertising. It really might fly under the radar. I don't know if that's the case with the Red Top, but that was a new business for me.
1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show if you would like to talk about your favorite food at your favorite Wisconsin Supper Club. We are talking with Mary Bergen. She is the author of the Wisconsin Supper Club Cookbook. And we will, by the way, also be sharing the recipe she provided to us from the Dorf House in Roxbury, the liver pate recipe. We will eventually have that posted on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. And we will also have her her list of various book signings and events and where she'll be as well. Marilyn in Washburn is with us. Hi, Marilyn.
Hi, and it's great to hear one of my all-time favorite authors, Mary Bergen. And I'm just curious if she's ever been to the Platter up in Ashland. Tim Walworth has this wonderful supper club called the Platter.
Boy, I know of the Platter. There was not a recipe offered for the book, so
okay, well,
I have not been there.
Sometimes but I pop in because they have these things called popovers, and they're like a Wellington. And, you know, there's just like this wonderful bread that's, well, it's a bread dish, but it's, and they're fish cakes. So it's a really, a very nice historic establishment. So, and thank you for this great book.
Oh, and thank you for suggesting the Platter. I'm going to check it out the next time I go to the Ashland. Is there anything else in that far northwestern Wisconsin area, Mary?
In Cornucopia, we have the Village Inn. It's a great place. We have smoked trout, stuffed mushrooms, and a whitefish almondine. I was glad to get a whitefish recipe because especially for that part of the state, that is a much-loved, much-used fish when it comes to supper club dining.
Oh, that's right, yeah. Tara, or Tara, emails, our family is mostly vegetarian. Are supper clubs generally non-vegetarian by nature? If there are veggie options, could I expect less than great fare just because their thing is meat?
Isn't that a good question? Mm-hmm. Well, I think it depends on which supper club you approach. Like we were talking about a little earlier, these businesses, like any other business, will morph a little bit depending on food trends, what their customers want. So, you know, I think it depends on what supper club you go to. I have excellent friends who are vegetarian, and I remember going out to eat with them at a supper club where the only vegetarian, they ended up ordering a baked potato and a salad for their meal because there was no vegetarian option. I think,
you know, I'm going to share this, Mary, that I am a vegetarian plus fish, so I'm a pescatarian.
Oh, okay.
And so I can get lots of seafood options when I go to a supper club. But I did one time before I added fish back to my diet, I did go to Smokey's Club, which is famous for its steaks. I mean, that place is considered like the best steak place in the world or something. And I did go there, and I ended up having the relish tray and a baked potato. That's what I just ended up having what I could have.
Mm-hmm.
And it was good. But what you have plenty, though, of, well, maybe not every supper club in the state specializes in vegetarian food. You have all sorts of different dishes that if you want to make your own coleslaw or you know, different vegetarian recipes are in the book, right?
I'm looking at the entrees. I don't think we have any vegetarian entrees. But, yes, we have salads, we have side dishes, and soups. It's one of my favorite recipes in the book, a Hungarian mushroom soup. that comes from the Edgewater Supper Club near the Jefferson Municipal Airport.
Excellent. We should talk a little bit we didn't talk about desserts. Is there a favorite dessert or an iconic dessert that we can share or at least talk about?
I love the desserts in this book, and most recently made the peanut butter pie, which sounds kind of like, ooh, too rich or whatever, but it's nice and smooth. But the classic one would be the Cham Torte, I think. It's a recipe that Joy of Cooking gives Wisconsin credit for creating based on German immigration. A lot of people think it came from Germany, but if you use Joy of Cooking as a reference, I think Milwaukee gets credit for it. So you have a meringue shell filled with ice cream. It used to be filled with whipped cream, but ice cream now, and then classically with a strawberry topping. But the recipe that we have in the book uses raspberry topping, raspberry puree, and it comes from the Second Smokies Supper Club, which is near Manitowish Waters.
It reminds me, bringing us back full circle where we started with your book launch at Smokies Club in Madison and the grasshopper that I enjoyed. I actually looked it up because I knew the grasshopper was a kind of a famous after-dinner drink because it's made with ice cream. But I didn't realize that it's actually it's well-known in Wisconsin as using ice cream. There is grasshoppers that don't use ice cream in other parts of the country, which I didn't know.
Mm-hmm.
And it was actually in Wikipedia saying it's a famous drink in Wisconsin, the ice cream grasshopper.
Yay!
That is so cute. But since we just talked that, to me, it's almost like those ice cream drinks are desserts. Those after dinner drinks are desserts, aren't they?
I think so, especially when you see the size of the typical one at Smokies. It's something that two people need to share, especially if there's any type of dinner that preceded that grasshopper order.
Yeah, and someone said that they give her a Brandy Alexander instead. That's another one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Right. All depends on what kind of liquor you're adding to the ice cream.
Well, the... I don't know how we got through the whole hour without talking about the old-fashioned, but again, that's... you got to have one of those before you start, right?
That's always my drink of choice when I go to a supper club.
Yeah, we have just a minute to go. Is there... what's your next supper club meal?
Personally?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure. Well, it'll be at... I'm sure it'll be at Joey Girard's. For the supper club event that we have September 23rd. And so Steak Diane, Baked Alaska, a Lazy Susan of whatever appetizers they care to present.
It sounds delicious, and it sounds like a lot of fun. Enjoy the rest of the book tour, and we'll see you for an old-fashioned somewhere. Thanks a lot for being with us.
Thank you so much, Joy.
Mary Bergen is author of Wisconsin Supper Club Cookbook, Iconic Fare and Nostalgia from Landmark Eateries. Thanks to Marika Suval and to Elizabeth Eliquest and to Christy Taylor for producing and directing this program. Thank you for listening. I hope you stay tuned. There's much more to come. Coming up tomorrow at this time, it's the Week in Review. I'm going to be off, so John Munson will be in talking with two guests from different political viewpoints about the week's top news stories. That's the Week in Review every Friday from 8 until 9. This is the Ideas Network.